Greetings, friends and radio listeners. You are tuned to the R.G. Hardy broadcast as we come your way today proclaiming, souls are crying, men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? I'm so glad you're tuned to the broadcast today, and I'm very excited about the message that we are going to hear from God's servant, Brother Hardy. It's one of his most powerful and timely and very appropriate for every believer in Christ. It's entitled, The Four Battles of a Christian. And I might add, these are the four battles of a Christian that he must win before he can defeat Satan. You know, we talk a lot about defeating the devil and having power over the devil, but if you don't win these first four battles, you'll never whip the devil. Let's join Brother Hardy now.
And now the soldiers begin to look out of the lustful eyes of the flesh, and they begin to have the lust of the eye. And when they lusted, then sin was born into their life. And then pretty soon, the devil sets up the situation that the lust that he conceived in you, you will have an enactment of it. And when you commit that lust, then demon spirits take you over. Three stages to get demon possessed. James in the 3rd chapter, and I think it was the 12th verse said, for this wisdom, talking about that's earth, the earthly wisdom, is not from above, but is earthly, natural, or sensual, and devilish. Now here you are, full of the Holy Spirit. So full that he's got control of you and can do anything he wants. That's being baptized or immersed in the Spirit, like I preached the other week on measures of the Spirit. But 2 Corinthians 4:17 said, though the outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. But you don't renew that inward man. You don't feed that spiritual man the word of God. Give us this day our daily bread. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. Every day we should feed it the bread of life. Pray without ceasing. We let up on our prayer, daily prayer life. We let up on reading the word. We start cutting down services. And like Samson, the Spirit's still on us. Or like the automobile, you had gas in a tank, but you're running out. And the most deceptive thing about running out is you get empty before you know it. And then when you're empty, you don't even know it till the devil has bound you again. And you know when you're empty because now the devil's coming around tempting you with Delilah and tempting you with Bathsheba, and you can't stop it. You lost the lets. You lost the might and the right because you killed your natural man. You got him so weak that the flesh overpowered him. And the flesh had a resurrection. And that old nature took over again, and you started minding and desiring and setting your mindset on the things of the flesh. Until that desire's got so big, it becomes the first step of demon possession. It becomes obsession. You know what obsession is? Obsession is demon possession of the mind. Obsession means that a thought has come and totally possessed your mind, that all you think about is that thought. I mean, all the alcoholic thinks about is alcohol. He's not worried about the one he's drinking. He's thinking about the next one. The dope addict is possessed in the mind with dope. And he's not thinking about the one he's putting in his arm. He's thinking about the next one because he don't want to never think that he'll be without the next needle. And the alcoholic don't want to ever think of a day without the next drink. And whatever has possessed your mind, it doesn't want to think of ever being without it. And the devil has possessed your mind with lusts, and he feeds it through your eyes, and your nose, and your ears, and your mouth, sensual music. Lust is born. Now you're the child of the devil again, and you've got to do it. You can't stop it. Because you let your spirit man get weak. You didn't feed him the word of God daily. You didn't keep up your prayer life. You forsook the assembling of God together. You began to lay in Delilah's lap. You know, you can't live. You either got to live spiritually or you're going to live the world. You don't do your own thing. The devil tricks you. You're either going to do God's thing or you're going to do the devil's thing. He'll make you think you're going to do your thing, but when you quit doing God's thing, then he's going to make you do his thing. No longer will you be able to do the good you wanted, and no longer will you be able to resist the evil you didn't want to do, because you let the spirit man die. You've lost contact of God. You're empty. And like Samson found out, when you leak out, though the outward man perisheth, the inward man is renewed day by day, and you don't renew him. And when that inward man leaks all out and he's weak, then you're going to find out when sin comes, you can tell sin, it ain't no battle. I'm just like any other natural man. You got me captive. You got me bound. And then when you commit that sin, then the devil takes complete control over you. And you can't resist it. You can't stop it. He's got you using your flesh to send your soul to hell. You know, God very early in my experience let me know that my body doesn't care if my soul goes to hell. Because my body knows it's destined to be done away with. The present form of my body shall not inherit eternal life. It either has to die or be changed. So it don't care about my soul. It knows it's got to be done away with. And that's why it lusteth jealously. How many say amen? But oh, I'm not going to let my body send my soul to hell for its lust. I'm not going to let my body let some demon spirit take control of me and do his foul wickedness and then leave me at the point of death and laugh at me and let me burn in hell for it. No, my brother and my sister, I'm going to crucify my flesh with the afflictions and lusts thereof. I'm going to put it on the cross with Jesus at Calvary, and then every day, like Paul, I'm going to die daily. Then the last one is self, closely aligned to flesh. You know, some people, they've got the victory over sin. They've repented, and they've got the lets, and they wouldn't think about sin. And as soon as the devil makes a suggestion, they tell him, get thee from me, like Jesus did. Some of them have come out of the world, that the world can't entice them. They care less about the foolishness the world's going through. And some of them have crucified their flesh and keep it dead daily. They got them under control. They pray and they fast. But they're at the most crucial and dangerous and deceptive battle of all, and that's self. Because they reason with their self, I'm not sinning. I'm not living in the world. I'm not worldly. I got my appetites under control. But they got old self-will. I only find Jesus praying more than once in the Bible, twice. One time was he prayed for a blind man and got a greater miracle than he wanted. When he got done, the man had spiritual or God sight, and Jesus said, do you see aught or anything? He said, yea, I see men as trees. Not tall as trees, as green as trees, but he said, I see men as trees like God sees them. By their fruits you'll know them. And then Jesus had to pray again, give him regular sight. But the only time he prayed more than twice was in Gethsemane. He prayed three times about something he already knew the answer before he prayed. He didn't have to pray, and that's how I understood that scripture. Though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things he suffered. He had to learn obedience. If he'd have drank the cup in the beginning, he wouldn't have had to suffer the agony of Gethsemane. And his prayer was, he knew the will of God, but he didn't want to do it. He said, God, let this cup pass from me. It was already plotted down in eternity that he would go to Calvary. Before Pilate, he said, Pilate, don't you know I could call 12 legions of angels now? He said, but for this reason I came into the world, to die for the sins of man. I came to go to Calvary. He knew his purpose, but he had a battle with his self-will. He battled, and only Luke could explain it, because he was a doctor and only he knew the trauma that Jesus was going through. That his substance, his life, was coming out of him, out of his pores. And he had to wrestle three times with his self-will and say, not my will, but thine be done. He prayed that, but he didn't drink the cup. So he had to pray again. And the agony in the battle over self-will was so great that he almost died. God had to send an angel to strengthen him, because God didn't want him to die anywhere but Calvary. And finally, in the third prayer, he got the victory over self-will, and he reached up and drank the cup and went on to Calvary. And brother and sister, a lot of times we're going to have to go to Gethsemane, and we're going to have to pray one or two or three times. Because until we get the victory over these four battles, then God is not going to empower us with his power and work the gifts through us and use us to liberate mankind. Not until we win the battle of sin, repent, and quit sinning. Use the might and the right God gave us. Not until we win the battle of the world. Come out of the world and stay out of the world, and don't let the world make us its puppet and conform it to its evil system. Not until we have crucified our flesh and every day keep it dead and keep him under subjection. And not until we can go with Jesus to Gethsemane and say, not my will, but thine be done. And when we win those four battles, you're going to find that you're going to have a new anointing, and your faith is going to work, and you're going to be powerful, and you're going to be used of God to tear down the kingdom of the devil and see men and women saved and healed and delivered. And your Christian experience will be like Paul said, you'll be in the kingdom of God where there is only righteousness, and you're going to have peace, and you're going to have joy in the Holy Ghost.
Amen. What a powerful message by God's servant, Brother Hardy. The four battles of a Christian before facing and defeating Satan, because we are going to have to face the battle of sin, the world, the flesh, and self, and win these four battles before we're going to be able to defeat our enemy. We believe this devil-chasing message is so important for every believer in Christ that we're going to offer it to you special today. You will receive the four battles of a Christian, as well as the bonus message by Brother Hardy, Give No Place to the Devil. I tell you, these are ones you must add to your spiritual library. We want to send you these powerful messages that they can enable you to be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. You will receive the four battles of a Christian, as well as the bonus message by Brother Hardy, Give No Place to the Devil. For your love gift of at least $10, you can receive the two audio cassettes. And for your love gift of at least $15, you can receive the two CDs. Please send your love offering and request for offer number 180S. That's offer number 180S for Four Battles of a Christian and Give No Place to the Devil to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Be sure to request offer number 180S. That's offer number 180S for Four Battles of a Christian and Give No Place to the Devil. And send a love gift of $10 if you want the audio cassette, or $15 if you want the CDs. Write us today and be sure to tell us how much the radio ministry is blessing your life, because we want to know that you're being blessed by the Word of God.